Robert, can you talk about the importance of the running game in spite of the fact that the Cowboys defense has had some problems defending the pass as of late? How vital will the running game be this week?
This is what we do, and it's essential to us. We got a couple guys back there who can really tote the rock for us, and you got to give them the opportunity to do that. So, you know, whether it's Alfred, Helu, or Royce, or anybody that has to step back there to take some carries, we want to get that game rolling. And I think it helps our offensive line out, too. They don't like to just sit back there and pass block all the time. They like to get their feet dirty and their hands dirty in there in the running game.
Wondering what your reaction was to watching, if you did watch the 51-48 game, and how it, what you think about that going into this game. Are you going to have to score a lot to keep up with them?
You know, I did watch the game, and it was a great game by both teams. And each week's a new week, so you can't really count on what they did the previous week. I know they were on fire, and we don't want them to be like that versus our defense, of course. So whatever game it ends up being, that's what you got to go win. High scoring, low scoring, in between, we'll be ready for anything, and we just got to go take it.
Robert, it was against these guys back at home last year. You went back to Dallas, and you had a pretty good throwing game. How much now do things change with a different defense? They've got a new coordinator in there, a new scheme. How much can you look at that and take things out of the last game, or how much can you just say, you know what, this is all new at this point?
I mean, like I said, you got to take each game each year as a new experience. You know, they got the same guys there, but they got a total different scheme, and they bought into that scheme. So we have to attack that. We can't just attack those individual guys. So I think it is totally different, but at the end of the day, we want to have a similar result, and that's a win.
Rob, how are you feeling after basically a two-week layoff? And when you look back over the first 4 weeks, what areas of growth do you think that you were able to make?
I feel good. Great, actually. Rejuvenated. Everybody's got a lot more energy coming off the bye week. Just ready to do what we know we have to do. And then as a team, I think we're all just moving on from those first 4 weeks. You know, we got the win going into the bye, which was real beneficial to us. But aside from that, we didn't really play like we know we can play. So we just got to get back to doing us, and that's kind of the approach I took as well over the bye, just relax my mind and get back to being myself.
Specifically regarding the knee, did the time off help you at all?
The more time you have after it, the better it'll be.
There had been, you know, briefly a debate. Do they bring you back right away? Do they wait till after the bye? Having gotten those four games under your belt, do you see that as beneficial?
I do. The only way to come back from an injury like that is to play. And that's what we had to do. And, you know, I feel good about what we were able to do, you know, from a groundwork standpoint, building up each game. But now it's time for us to make that breakthrough, and we have to do it.
Robert, did you see, when you went back and watched, did you see a big difference in your game from week one to week four, or was it more of a subtle change, or what did you see?
I'm just more comfortable with everything going on. I think as a team we played better each week in general, and, you know, specifically with the offense, I feel like we played better each week. And that's what we have to do. We got to go out and execute. It takes all 11 of us, and every guy's got to look in the mirror and say, what can he do better? You know, that's the message coach gave us, and that's kind of the message that we have to take on. You know, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, what can I do better to help this team win? And for me in general, that's just going out and being the playmaker that they need me to be.
Was it important for you to see yourself making the kind of plays you did against Oakland on the move, getting out of the pocket, making those kind of plays?
I think it's important for everybody to see that, you know, just to they get more comfortable to call various plays because they feel like I can go out there and do it. So I just want to give everybody that confidence. You know, for me, you know, I always know I can make those plays if the opportunity arises, and they did in that Oakland game. So, you know, hopefully that'll put everybody at ease and we can go move forward with the year.
Seems like teams have been blitzing you guys a lot in the first 4 weeks. Anything you've identified on how you can ease that pressure or even take advantage of it when they do?
You know, when they blitz, you've got to be able to take advantage of the holes they leave behind it. And that's what teams do. When they blitz, they're taking a gamble. Sometimes they'll get you and you tip your hat to them. And then after that, sometimes you'll get them. And when that opportunity arises, you have to make the most of it. And that's what we got to do. I mean, I'm not going to give away any secrets, but also, nice. You know, also, they, you know, in the first couple games, we got behind, so a team could blitz us and not really have to worry about the consequences because they were playing with a pretty comfortable lead, and we got to make sure that doesn't happen either.
Rob, just kind of following up on that, offensive line has, I think, allowed the least amount of sacks in the NFC, very high overall in the NFL. Just your general assessment of the pass pro that you've got with the amount of dropbacks that you guys have had, and you mentioned kind of getting the offensive line into a run rhythm, just kind of balancing all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with my offensive line, you know, I always tip my hat to those guys. Whenever we throw the ball over 40 times, I think the first 3 weeks of the season, when that's not anywhere near our plan or our goal as a team, you know, you want to be able to run the ball, and we put ourselves in those situations. So tip my hat to them for not allowing a lot of sacks, giving me an opportunity to look down the field and at times. And, you know, things are going to happen out there on the field, and they'll give up sacks. And, you know, no one's out there pointing the finger. I know I'm definitely not. So I tip my hat to those guys. And for us as an offense, we got to help get them in rhythm and get our whole offense in rhythm by running the ball and throwing the ball.
Robert, how do you think the team has responded? I guess the players, how everybody feels after the bye and looking forward, knowing that this division's wide open. And secondly, do you think this name change debate is at all a distraction in the locker room?
You know, when it comes to the name change, we can't allow it to be a distraction. You don't want to minimize anything that's going on outside of these walls. But inside these walls, we have to focus on football, and that's what our goal has to be. We have to focus on the Cowboys. We have to go out and win football games. We can't worry about what's going on outside of that at this time of point. So that's what it comes to that. And as far as how everybody's responded, I thought today we had a great practice, offense and defense. Guys flying around, have the right energy. I think guys have the right attitude, and we just got to go ball.
Over the bye, did you go back and look at games, or did you just take a break from football to clear your brain?
I mean, you do a little bit of both. I think it's good to get away from it and relax your mind, and it's also good before you get into that to go back and look at all the games. And did that before, came back, did it again, and then you move forward with the year.
You mentioned the necessity to kind of get better each game over those first four. Do you feel like you knew that was going to be the case before the season started? Did you expect some of the scrutiny and all those things? Did you kind of prepare for that, or did it come and you just took it as it came?
Mentally, you have to prepare for that kind of scrutiny. I know I had to deal with that, you know, when I came back from the injury in college, and there's going to be naysayers, there's going to be people that doubt you and say you shouldn't have came back so soon or this or that, and you just can't worry about those kind of things. We did not expect the year to start off the way it did as far as going 1-3, but as far as some of the scrutiny that comes with it, you know, you kind of have to be prepared for that kind of stuff. Whenever people build you up so high, they're just waiting to cut you down.
But just for you individually, I mean, you're always supremely confident. Did you know that those first few games, you almost said, well, you have to play to continue to heal? And did you know that there were going to be some of those struggles and some of those things, or did you expect to just kind of come back and hit the ground sprinting?
It's a little bit of both. You know, you come out and you know, the way we play, the way I played that first game, you know, was not up to my standards or up to our standards as a team in general. So that was disappointing. But, you know, when it comes to timing here, timing there, sometimes, you know, you might be a little bit off coming back from an injury like I had, and you have to work through those growing pains. But we didn't think it was going to be what it ended up being those first couple games. So that's no excuse at all. And, you know, you just got to move on from that and, you know, try to be better. Or be better.
Robert, I think you had an intentional grounding penalty against the Raiders, and I think you had one against the Eagles as well in the first week. How do you be more cognizant of what's going on around you? How do you prevent that from happening?
You know, you're just trying to get the ball out of your hand to not take the sack. And I think the one against the Raiders, I thought I was outside the tackle box, and I wasn't. So it's just, you know, little things like that that you got to try to avoid, those little penalties, because that does hurt your team. And that's stuff that I try to pay attention to. But it also goes back to, as a quarterback, you don't want to take that sack. So you're trying to find every possible way to get it out and get it past the line and be outside the tackle box. So it's not that difficult, but it's certainly something that I work on. And it's a thing that happens in the game. So I can't go and practice and say, hey, coach, I'm going to practice not intentional grounding on this one. So it just happens.
To switch gears too, you look at the way that you've been relying upon Leonard Hankerson the last couple of weeks. How much more has he evolved in the passing game, and how much more reliable has he been for you?
I think he's settled into his spot. You know, they're playing Z for us, and he's done a great job, you know, running after the catch, being a big target, friendly target for me to throw the ball to. Real happy with what he's done, and he's out there playing with a lot of confidence too, so that also helps us.
Robert, talking with some of the Cowboys, talking with Sean Leach. I'm sorry, my bad, man.
You good, man?
Yeah, man. Hold on. I appreciate the hospitality. But talking with, like, Sean Lee, talking with Jason Hatcher, they admitted that they were embarrassed. They admitted that the tempo wore them down this past Sunday. Looking at you guys, you're coming off a bye week. You're fresh. You're re-energized. You're coming off a win. Is now the perfect time in the face of these Cowboys team, a Cowboys team that's hurt, that's banged up, embarrassed a little bit? Do you look at the timing as the perfect time?
You know, I wouldn't say that. You know, for us, coming off the bye, it didn't matter who we were going to be playing. Obviously, we know the magnitude of this game being Redskins Cowboys. So, you know, they're going to be pumped up. They'll be ready to go. It'll be on Sunday night. Everybody's going to be watching. So, everyone's going to put their best foot forward. So, for us, it's not really about the other team anymore. It's about us. And that's what we got to focus on. We can't focus on what are they going to do? What are they going to do here? What are they going to do there? You know it. You study it. And then you go out and play and just execute what you have to do. So, we have to focus on us as opposed to focusing on them.
Rob, when you look at this division, I mean, 8-8 might get the job done. You got 5 games left in the division. Do you kind of see that, given how poorly some of the teams are playing, as an opportunity to make up some ground and maybe use that as a springboard into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to win the division, period. I know some people will say you got to keep pace with your position, with your division, and I mean, I understand that. It's just a play on words. I understand that, but you just got to go out and try to win football games. That's the bottom line. We have to win this week. We got to win the next week, and if you continue to carry that mindset into each week, usually the outcome will be what you want it to be. So for us, we just know we have to make sure we win our division, and you know, that's thinking down the road. Right now, we got to focus one game at a time, and it involves the Cowboys, so that's what we got to do.
Yeah, Pierre has been your favorite target out there pretty much, has been almost since you arrived here. What, you know, he's big, he's fast, a lot of receivers are. What sets him apart and makes him what he is?
I think it's his attitude. I mean, you guys, I don't know if you guys see it very often. He's kind of laid back with you guys, but the way he plays out there on the field, he's an angry guy. You know, I said it last year, he plays with a hunger inside of him, and just his ability to run after the catch is really what sets him apart, to run through tackles, never gives up. And he's just the way he is on game day is how he is, you know, every time he catches the ball. He's trying to go score a touchdown, and that's what you want from your receivers. You want him to fight for the ball. You want him to fight for extra yards, and you want him to make big plays, and that's all the things that he does.
Last year, during the bye week, we got a chance to sit down and talk with you. This year, that was not the case. Have you made a conscious effort to take some of the other stuff away and stay to football?
Yeah, I mean, you know, during the season, you never do anything when it comes to endorsers or any stuff like that. You try to make sure you always have your focus on football. I think this bye week, it was more important for me to just get away from everything and kind of let everything die down and let everybody get back to talking about football and, you know, not the knee brace, not anything else going on along those lines. So that was the biggest thing for me at that time. That's the reason I didn't sit down and talk with you guys or do anything else. I just wanted to get away, go spend some time with my wife and just relax, and it worked.
When you were talking about looking back over those games, were there any of those games, or even the Oakland one, that was up to your standards? And if not, do you feel like you're close, you're due for one of those type of games?
I mean, whenever you set a precedent of how you're gonna play and week in, week out like we did last year, there's gonna be high expectations. Is that what you want? But I don't think we've disappointed anybody more than ourselves the first 4 weeks of the season, just because we know how much work we put into it, how much pride our guys have in going out and being successful. So I don't think any of those games were up to our standards, but we have to make sure we go out and not just rely on last year, but we have to build a story for this year. And it starts with us being 1-3 right now and trying to get to 2-3 against the Cowboys.